By now, you've probably heard me raving about Osea. I'm obsessed with their Mega Moisture Duo, and I even caught my partner using it the other day because he smelled like seaweed. Now that's hot, right? You know who else would love Osea? Your mom, or your friends that are moms, or if you're a mom, because being a mom is hard work, and I think all moms deserve a spa day this Mother's Day. And what better way to make every day a spa day than with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo? And right now, you can even get an additional 10% off your first order with our code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. Treat moms to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code DATEABLE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use the code DATEABLE for 10% off.
Hello, friends. It's Yue here for, I guess, a quickie with me. I hope this is as enjoyable for you as it is for me. It's not every day we get to have a quickie together, so I'm going to enjoy our time. But like the title says, this is going to be a quick one. Julie and I just came back from South by Southwest, and it was, as always, epic, inspirational, and exhausting. But we were so lucky because we got really good seats at the Jay Shetty talk. And as many of you know, we love Jay Shetty. We've been following him for a long time. Whatever your opinions are about him, I think he is a very smart marketer, but also he knows how to present information in a way that just sticks. He's very relatable in that way. So all the controversy aside, I still think he is bringing value to the world. And his talk was about how we can feel lonely, even if we're in close physical proximity to someone else, like sitting on a couch with someone or going to dinner with someone. And he's talking about this in the context of relationships. Many couples can still feel lonely in a relationship. And why is that? And one of the main reasons is because he's found that a lot of couples just use that time on stupid things like coexisting together. So not really spending meaningful time connecting or fighting about trivial things, wasting time on things that don't matter. And it made me think about the fact that it's not just in relationships, but in dating too. We spend so much of our time wasting our time on trivial things that we don't spend enough time connecting or building a stronger connection. I really want to dive deeper into that because I think there's a way for us to change that around so we can spend more time connecting. So Dr. John Gottman, you've all heard of him, world-renowned couples psychologist and researcher, he did a study and found that 69% of the time, couples are arguing about unresolvable perpetual problems. So trivial things that have no resolution. I don't know if anybody's done a study on singles dating, but I would guess 80% of the time, singles are wasting their time on actions, decisions, texts, stuff that just does not matter. Here's an example. I saw a girlfriend recently, and she was telling me her frustrations about waiting for a text back. And this is a story you've probably all heard over and over again. You've probably experienced this too. She met this guy. Things were hot and heavy. She even met some of his family members. They saw each other consistently. And all of a sudden, the communication dropped off and they had plans to get together for the weekend. But it had been 48 hours and she hadn't heard from him about plans for the weekend. So she went ahead and already made plans for the weekend to show him, you know, if he tries to book time with me now, I'm going to show him how busy I am. And she spent some time thinking about all the different scenarios that this could play out. What could he say if he were to text, if he were to communicate at all? So yes, I think it's fun to hear these stories because you feel the frustration and it's so relatable. We've all been there and you think, ah, you know, fuck him. He wasted your time. Definitely fill up your calendar now so that he knows that your time is precious and he can't just last minute come in and say, we're spending time together. But then on the other hand, I thought, God, what a waste of time to be thinking about what this guy is thinking, what he's doing, why he's doing it, and what he's going to say next. That is such a waste of time. There are two possible scenarios that could come out of this. One is he could be her person. And this was all a miscommunication. And he's going to say, I'm so sorry. I got caught up in some stuff. I've been thinking about you. You're the person for me. And then they ride off into the sunset, whatever. The other scenario is he's not her person and he's wasting her time. He could have other people in the mix. He could be married for all we know. There could be a million other scenarios of why he's not her person. But in both of these general outcomes, it doesn't matter because what she's spending time doing now is still a waste of time, regardless of the outcome, right? If he is her person, ends up being the person that she's been looking for, then she's just wasted all this time guessing, mind reading, when she could have been spending this time connecting with him and getting answers. And if he ends up not being her person, she also spent all this time and energy on trying to play the game of not being too available and making sure that he knows that her time is precious and that she has other stuff going on for her. But if he ends up not being her person, like, who cares? So I'm saying this because for all of you out there, we've all wasted our time on trivial things in dating. How can we get around this? Because I hate to go a little dark on this, but I often think about my college friend who lost her husband to cancer. And she said to me, time is so precious with your person. Don't waste it on the stupid things. She would do anything to get another moment back connecting with her husband. I'm not trying to get morbid, but I'm just saying, fast forward to the end of your life. Are you really going to regret not playing games with someone just to get them to like you? Are you really going to regret all the times that you spent on trivial things? Yes, you're going to regret that time you're never going to get back. You will also regret all the time you didn't spend connecting with the people who truly matter. So I thought about this and I think there's a framework to get around this. As always, we love a good framework here at Dateable. There are three questions to ask. Anytime you feel like you're thinking about something trivial, but it's still frustrating to you, for example, waiting for a text back, waiting for someone to make the next move, waiting for someone to fulfill the promise that they said they would fulfill, trying to guess what someone's thinking, trying to guess if someone likes you back. Okay, any of these moments, there are three questions to ask yourself. One is, what is my desired outcome? What is the thing I really want to happen right now? Okay. And then two is, with this desired outcome in mind, what can I do? What is in my control to get to this desired outcome? What can I take action on today? And then three is, how can I future-proof this? How can I ensure that this doesn't happen again in the future with this person? It's the same thing as a John Gottman study. How do we not keep getting hung up on the same trivial issues that have no resolution? That's such a waste of time. So in my girlfriend's example, which I have to tell you all, I haven't even had the heart to tell her all of this. I just want to be there to support, but I didn't think she was ready to hear this advice. I think she just wanted to ruminate in her frustration. So I'll give her space for that. But hopefully she'll come back and then I'll give her these three steps. But in her scenario, the desired outcome is that he is her person, that it was a miscommunication, that he's been wanting to hang out with her this whole time and other things got in the way. Okay. That's a desired outcome. What is in her control right now to get to that desired outcome? Well, it would be to ask, get some answers, to text, to call, to say, I thought we were hanging out this weekend. Before I make plans, I want to prioritize my time with you. Are we still getting together? That's way better than sitting back and waiting, but then making those plans out of spite. Because guess what? You're going to be out with your girlfriends or whatever because you made the plans in lieu of him making plans. And you're just going to be resentful the whole time because you made these plans because he bailed. So what is in your control? What can you do right now? Well, for her, ask. Get to an answer. And three is future-proof. What can she do now so that even if he does stick around, that they don't ruminate on the same issue? So she can say something like, I really appreciated the consistency at the beginning when we were hanging out all the time and texting all the time, and the consistency dropped off. How can we make sure that we still keep consistent communication? That is something I really value in a friendship, in a relationship, in just human connection. So by going with this like three question framework, I think what's going to happen is, one, we get to the root of the issue now. No more playing psychic, trying to read minds, trying to understand the other person, trying to get answers. You actually ask for the answers. Don't try to guess the answers. Two is, you can take action. You don't have to sit back. You're not a sitting duck. You're not the one waiting to be chosen. You are the one in the driver's seat. So you can take action today. And three is, you know, by addressing this issue, it'll never happen in the future. And if it does, that gives you information. That gives you information that this person is not willing to meet your needs. This person is not aligned with your values. This is all good shit for you to know. I know that's a very scientific thing to say, but this is all good shit for you to know. But my point here is, by getting to your desired outcome that's in your control, and also making sure that you don't keep revisiting the same issues in the future, it allows you to have more time and energy to develop deeper connections. In the 48 hours, she was ruminating on whether this guy is going to text her or not, or whether she should make plans for the weekend or not. She could have spent that cultivating a deeper connection with him if she got to the answers, or cultivating a deeper connection with a friend, with a neighbor, I mean, with anybody. That time could be so much more well spent, even cultivating a deeper connection with yourself. Our time on earth is so limited. We need to change the ratio to more time spent connecting, whether that's with other people or with ourselves, than ruminating on the shit that doesn't matter. All right, it's a quickie with UA. See you all soon.